another game where we like to welcome people who are really good at one thing, and then we ask them to do something else entirely. Really, it works. We call it Not My Job. Chicago's greatest treasure is its music, especially the blues. And Corky Siegel has been playing the blues in Chicago for 40 years. He's played concert halls and smoky bars. It's easy for him to move around, of course, because his instrument fits in his coat pocket. He's one of the greatest blues harp players ever. He joins us now. Corky, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you so much, Peter.
What a great pleasure to have you. So how did you get started here in Chicago playing?
Well, I fell in love with the blues. I learned to play the blues harmonica a little bit. I got a job at Pepper's Show Lounge, being part of the house band, which is a blues club in Chicago, and all these great masters like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Little Walter and Hound Dog Taylor actually sat in with my band, and I was just learning to play, so they took me under their wing, and here you go.
And were your parents like, well, this is nice, this harmonica. You could play while you went to medical school.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the same year, Seiji Ozawa came and asked me to jam with his band, which was the Chicago Symphony. And when I did that in 1968, then my parents were very happy.
I'm sure.
That was Seiji Blind Lemon Ozawa, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
At any point in your blues career, did you consider changing your name? Because Corky Siegel does not sound to me like a blues name. I'm sorry.
I was going to really change my name to Shorty Siegel.
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
Yeah. Something redolent of the blues, howling or muddy or sad eyes or blind.
I was looking for stuff, but it's all been taken.
Yeah, I know.
All the good stuff has been taken already.
What about whiny? I don't think that's taken.
You know, you're right about that.
I like it.
Whiny Siegel.
Yeah,
whiny.
No, he played for that blues band with the seven little short guys and the female singer. That was
very good.
Thank you.
Did you, in fact, bring a harmonica? There it is. Mm. Could you play something for us?
Sure. Hey, Mr. Cheney, what you doing down here? Well, I'm cocking my gun and chug-a-lugging my beer. Now, I've been trying all week long. Now, I got me a lawyer and I'm going back home.
Texas Quail Hunt Blues.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I imagine if Vice President Cheney were here, he himself would be trying to awkwardly nod his head and snap his fingers. Well, even though this is all going to be an anticlimax, Corky Siegel, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
It's part of a complete breakfast, and it represses your sexual urges.
This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Kellogg Company, makers of yummy breakfast treats. Now, cornflakes were invented by John Harvey Kellogg, one of the country's first and most preeminent advocates of healthy living, vegetarianism, complete sexual abstinence, and yogurt enemas. Mm. And, of course, healthy breakfast cereals. We're going to ask you three questions about the history of Kellogg's. If you get two right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Corky Siegel playing for?
Corky is playing for Susan Kay of Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Susan.
There you go. Now, the Kellogg Company was actually founded by John Kellogg's brother, William Kellogg, who helped to invent their signature product, Corn Flakes. They were going to go into business together, but then they had a huge falling out over what? Was it A, John wanted William to change his last name to something else so there'd be no confusion as to whom the name Kellogg referred? B, William wanted to make the cornflakes taste good. John wouldn't let him. Or C, William refused to put the slogan "stimulates regular excrescence" on the box.
The boys in marketing had a real problem with that.
But I absolutely know the answer.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Well, what is it?
I'm not sure which number it was, but it was the one where he wanted the cornflakes to taste good.
You're right. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, because I've tasted cornflakes.
No, surprisingly, the brother who wanted them to taste good won out. You see, as I mentioned, John Harvey Kellogg, the doctor, was a huge fan of natural foods, and he refused to let any additives like flavors or sugars be added to the product. But William was like, well, no one will buy it if it tastes like cardboard, Brother John. And they went their own ways. William, with his sugared cornflakes, became a multimillionaire, and they never spoke again. Next question. Let's see if you get this one. C.W. Post had been a patient of Dr. Kellogg's at the Battle Creek Sanitarium. He sampled his health food, and then he set up his own company in Battle Creek to compete with him. Naturally, he had to come out with his own version of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. What was the original name of Post's version of that product? Was it A, Elijah's Manna, B, Veggie Jerky, or C, Belly-soothing leaves of corn?
I think I would like my harmonica to answer that.
Good.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I don't speak harmonica.
He said he loved the belly.
The belly-soothing leaves
belly
of corn.
Soothing, that he loved it so much.
No, it was actually Elijah's Manna. Eventually, though, he, of course, changed the name to... Yeah. He changed the name to Post Toasties and went on to great fame. By the way, Kellogg did a similar thing years before with Granula, the very first cereal. It was invented by somebody else, and Kellogg decided to, well, basically rip it off. And he started marketing his own version under the name of Granula, which, of course, got him sued. And after a number of lawsuits, he changed one letter, which is why we have granola. There you go.
I've learned something here tonight.
We have. We've all have.
Yeah.
That's right. And none of it involves yogurt enemas, which is a very good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did Captain Crunch get
Well, it turns out the captain was also a patient at the sand, as it was called.
Along with a toucan and a very noisy tiger.
Now, Corky, you're one for two. You get this one right, you win. 3 years after starting his company, W.K. Kellogg offered the very first cereal box prize. He sent in two box tops, and you get which of these? A miniature horseless carriage with operator figurine. B, the Funny Jungle Land Moving Pictures Booklet. Or C, a Tom Mix Special 6-Gun with Fun Bullets.
No, it was definitely the movie. I think I even got that.
You got that back in 1909.
Yeah, that was in the box. Yeah, that was in the box.
And you got your Funny Jungle Land Moving Pictures Booklet?
Absolutely. I love it.
You're right. That's what it was. Very good. It was a colored booklet with pictures of animals you could manipulate by moving flaps around. It was so popular that Kellogg's company offered it for 23 years.
Hmm.
So, Carl, how did Corky Siegel do in the quiz?
Corky had 2 correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize for Susan K. Congratulations, Corky.
Great.
Corky Siegel is a master of the blues harp and a Chicago blues legend. He'll be playing 5 shows with Chamber Blues February 23rd through the 26th at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. You can get more information at his website, chamberblues.com. Corky, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Say, I've seen that face before. At some particular time and place before. Well, I don't know. Could it be deja vu? Or just my imagination run away with you?
Just my imagination running away with you.